Hello, and welcome to the Brand Lab's Three Fearless Questions, brought to you by the Brand Lab, whose mission is to change the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. This is Jasmine Nagu, your Brand Lab student host, and I am here today with our special guest, Mike Lascarbo. Mike Lascarbo has spent 40 years in the marketing and advertising industry at agencies such as Ogilvy & Mather, Fallon, and Carmichael Lynch. He recently founded Person, an employee engagement firm that specializes in diversity and inclusion. Mike also spent many years on the board of directors at the Brand Lab, where he came up with the concept for this podcast. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Fearless question one. Mike, when was the first time you became aware of your own race?
This is a similar answer from a lot of folks like me who grew up in really homogenous neighborhoods. The first time I was aware of my own race was when I understood that there were people of other races, which was as a three-year-old being lost in a state park. And I was lost for over an hour. A man, a black man, he came up and he was with his family. And he said, "Is your name Mike?" And I said, "Yes." And he took me by the hand and led me back to my family, which was about a quarter of a mile away at that point. And, you know, I don't know if it was the fact that he was with his own family where I, you know, my little three-year-old brain, I realized, oh, there aren't just black people. There are black families. That's a thing that you get from your parents. I don't know what clicked for me, but that is my very first memory of realizing my own race by way of realizing, I guess, even what race was.
Amazing, truly powerful. So fearless question two, when was a time you felt included or excluded?
You know, once again, I think the idea of feeling included just came with the territory growing up as a white kid in white suburbia. But even going off to a college full of white folks, and a fraternity full of white male folks, I didn't have the kind of money that other people did that I was going to college with. You know, it automatically excluded me. So it wasn't something conscious on people's part, but after a time, I'm sure they came to realize that, yeah, he's not going to be able to go do this. And I did start being included less. And, it, you know, you could feel it, and it was a really awful an enduring kind of feeling.
And finally, fearless question three, how have you seen diversity impact your creative process?
When I was at an agency called Fallon, in kind of its creative heyday, there were several of us who were very high performing, but we worked with the same one or two people all the time. And I remember a really talented guy coming in, and they assigned this guy to work with me on an ongoing campaign where I had a way I did it, and, you know, we had our sort of approach that worked. And the first thing he did was kind of challenge me on, well, what if we didn't do it that way this time? And I remember thinking, well, what if you just listen to me? we do it my way. But I'm so glad I hesitated and really heard him out. You know, since then, I've thought about that experience a lot of times because we were real happy with the ad we ended up coming up with. So for me, a time when diversity brought about a great burst of creativity was just that one project, which led to many more projects where I forced myself to be working with people or in ways I hadn't before.
I think it's interesting when people from different backgrounds and all from different walks of life, when they get together in a room, I think that's when the best creativity happens rather than when it's just a group of people who are all the same. So I definitely see your point that it brings a definite, like, new thinking and a new process and things that you normally wouldn't think of yourself. So I definitely understand.
Yes. And I do want to point out, though, that almost always, while we all know that intuitively or intellectually, emotionally, almost always it feels awkward at first. You know,
For sure.
It feels like, Let me try to explain to you how I'm thinking again so that you can just come all the way over to that. And that's, you know, if you can forego that initial instinct to try to get people onto your side, you can arrive at a third very interesting place, much more interesting than you would have on your own or going all the way the other way with someone else's thinking.
Thank you so much, Mike Lascarbo, for taking the time out to answer the Brand Lab's three fearless questions today.
Thank you for having me. And as you know, taking a time out for me isn't as difficult as it used to be, so call anytime.
Well, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, see ya.
This has been the Brand Lab's three fearless questions, produced by students of the Brand Lab who participate in classes and internships aimed at changing the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. To continue this conversation, use the hashtag 3FQ and learn more at thebrandlab.org/fearless.